My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome to Nacho Fitness Coach,
the podcast where we focus on what actually matters
and let go of everything that doesn't.
We talk workouts, food, mindset, and health
without turning fitness into your full-time job,
because you have a life outside of the gym
and your body deserves better than extremes.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Sarah.
Alan's already laughing.
And this is Nacho Fitness Coach. Okay, so we did a thing, and no, it's not another bad idea from Kaylee.
Debatable, but this time it turned out amazing. We made downloadable guides from Nacho Fitness Coach.
They're the perfect mix of fitness-ish and unfiltered chaos. Here's what's inside. The Crap Fitness Told You, the No BS Myth-Busting Guide, Quit Being a Little Bitch, the 30-Day Challenge to Build Habits,
Workouts That Don't Suck, Fast Workouts That Don't Make You Miserable, and Feed Yourself, Damn It, a Simple Meal Plan for Real People. And because we know you love options, boom, bundles. The half-ass option, the BS-free basics, and our crown jewel, literally everything you need except willpower.
Find them all at nachofitnesscoach.com. Download instantly, print them, tape them to your fridge, whatever works.
Or just let them collect digital dust like everything else you've ever downloaded. We don't judge much.
So Kaylee.
Hi.
Season 8.
We're back.
We are still here.
I know.
And
are we bored yet? Are we done?
I'm not. There's okay. Plenty to rant about still, I feel like.
I don't know.
You think we're done?
Well, no. I mean, we could just keep ranting about the same stuff.
But there's, I have new stuff that I found.
You
that
do?
We haven't even
you
talked
did?
About yet. Yeah.
Oh.
There's always new stuff.
I'm just kind of like, we've gone over everything. We've told the people everything. What are we doing?
It's only 3 years in, though. Like, there's plenty of myths out there that still need to be busted.
Okay, let's do it. Let's bust them.
So let's bust them. But here we go. Season 8. We're still here after 3 years. We're super excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're just going to start off every episode with a little just...
There's a little small talk. Just the tip.
Just
the tip. We're not going to spend 15 minutes on an unrelated...
Ranting on you.
But let's do a little check-in. Just the tip. I didn't mean to do the gesture. That came out of nowhere. I am just as surprised as you are. I apologize for my actions, my behavior. I'm sorry. It was implied enough, you know? Are you okay? I don't know why I did that.
That might live longer than the banana.
I was like,
mean, that was a pretty good one.
It's going to be up there.
That's what I got called out for. You were like, why did you just do that?
Did I was like, oh, I probably got it on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really real whole thing.
All right. So here we are. Whole thing. The whole thing. Not the whole thing, just the tip. Right? That's what.
Yes. Just yes.
So remember like before this episode when I was like, let's not spend
10-15 minutes just,
you know,
try to get to the topic.
Quick check-in.
Oh my goodness. It's just
I didn't know it was gonna go this way. I thought we could be adults about it. But here we are. So season 8. We have not changed one single bit.
Nope. We're still just here. Just yeah. So
I have news.
What's your news?
I put my kids in school.
Mm-hmm. That is kind of big news because I feel like that's actually been part of your whole persona.
My identity.
Your identity on this whole thing. Like, what are we gonna do now? We both have public school kids and
I've been a homeschool mom. Let's go into it real quick. I don't want to go into it too much.
Because then that would be
because this is just the tip.
Right.
You know? And I also might cry if I talk too much about it.
But that chapter is closed.
It's not a therapy
session. For now.
That chapter is closed. I don't regret homeschooling. I would do what I did again, but this is the right move at the right time. And it's been an adjustment for my children and for me, for sure. I'm like, when do I work out now?
Anytime between 8 and 4.
Well, I know,
because you can actually.
That's the messed up part. Because logically, I have my whole day.
You could do it like 10 a.m., which would be like the best time.
I'm still unemployed.
Right, I know. Yeah.
So you have drop them off at school,
you literally
go home and work out. That was the plan, but day one of school drop-off, they had an unexpected late start due to weather.
Yep.
Fine, I can handle that. Dropped them off, as a whole, you know, I'm emotional. Go home, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do my workout. 30 minutes after I dropped him off, I get a text message from the school that the school is on lockdown.
Well, completely separate building, like a block away. But
yes. I didn't even like see what building. All I saw was lockdown. From the school. And I'm just like, yeah, because why not? You know?
Yep.
So it was fine. Our children's school was not affected. The elementary school was fine. They are none the wiser. It was a rough day for me. Workout did not happen that day. And
it just hasn't happened since.
It's just, yeah, I just got to find my groove and I'll figure it out. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine.
Everything's
look at me.
Fine. You know what? You did it for much longer than I ever could have. I mean, there's no doubt we talked about it at different points in time.
Yeah.
You know, because it gives you some flexibility.
Sure.
I love control. So it gives you
there's
some control.
There's a lot of things that I miss about it for sure. But it's just one of those things that it's like when you let your pride get in the way too much in homeschooling, I think for a lot of homeschool moms, that is a big factor is pride. Like I said, I was going to do this thing and now I have to do it. But you can't ignore what's right in front of you sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's something you have to reevaluate from time to time.
Yep.
And so we did. And now we are
where they are.
And they're doing great. They're fine.
We've got a great public school system, though. So it like works out super well. And
yeah,
we've got great teachers and great staff and great admin. So yeah. They're going to be fine. They're going to live their best life.
I'm fine. Everybody's fine.
They will be fine. So, right,
what's this episode about?
Okay, so now we know. Well, I mean, do we want to do...
Why are you laughing, Alan?
He's still on the whole intro. He can't catch his breath, poor guy, sitting back there. Like, he's still picturing Kaylee's, like, a little hand gesture. Like,
I didn't mean to. I apologized.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, you know, I actually probably should have like
we're like having a serious moment talking about my kids homeschooling. Oh, Alan's over there dying.
Giggling like a 12-year-old in the corner because Kaylee's still like,
guys, I apologized. Okay.
I said I was sorry. Make it better. Yeah. Sorry. Well, I do actually have a video, but we probably should do it for the next episode then because it'd be better if we like Bluetooth it into the board so people could actually hear that. So we'll save that one for the next episode. But we could talk about, well, you had brought up, you know, the 30 grams of protein myth. Because I mean, that does pop up. I don't feel like have addressed that one. That's kind of one that's been around for a really long time. Like I actually remember when I first started doing my first like kind of fitness training program, and I decided I was going to do this show. And I remember I had an old somebody I used to work with, like a former acquaintance. Well, more than acquaintance, because we spent a lot of time together. Like, we didn't work at the same company, but we worked together.
Just the tip.
And yeah, just kind of barely knew each other, but knew each other enough, you know, like, and so she had went back to school then to get her RN degree.
Yeah.
And so she was a nurse. And I remember she sent me a message like right as going, and she's like, no, you be careful because you can't have too much protein. It's going to ruin your kidneys. And I was like, I mean, I feel fine. And I actually only have one kidney that functions at 30%. Like, I have a full kidney and then one that only functions at 30%. So you'd think out of all people, if it was really going to affect me, my kidneys, it would have, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because she was like, no, you cannot eat that much protein.
30 grams.
And there's this like a magic number.
It's a cap.
A cap. Yeah. Because your body just knows.
People say that, yeah, your body can't process more than 30 grams of protein. But here's the backstory why we're doing this episode. I was with a friend. She's listening right now. You know who you are.
She listens.
She hopped in my car and I had like a 2 week old protein shake sitting in my.
Oh, oh no, you did not.
It was empty. It was empty.
But the leftovers were still in there, right?
This is just where my life has been. Okay. Don't judge me.
Did you open the can?
No.
Oh my God.
It was one of the cardboard cartons, the Premier. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It does not matter.
So I'm she so gets glad. In. She sees my protein sitting
there. Oh, the price had 42 grams on it or something.
No, it was the 30. It was the 30 grams.
Okay.
And she said, oh, is this the protein you've been drinking? And I said, well, actually, I've been drinking the Core Power protein that is 42 grams.
Oh, yeah.
But I said this was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks ago, I was clearly drinking.
Yeah. Right.
So she tells me that her dietitian,
well,
I think,
yeah, I yeah,
told her that you or your body can't process more than 30 grams of protein. And we, you know, we kind of went back and forth and I ruminated on it, you know, because I'm like, then why is there products that have 42
100%
or, you know, like you said, the gainer,
yeah,
proteins,
right?
Well, like 50 plus,
or if you're a 300 pound human being that needs to have one gram, like, are you supposed to eat 10 meals then a day?
Well, and that's what I said. So with the 30, so let's pretend like for me, I'm supposed to be consuming which your body weight or your goal body weight.
Yeah.
So let's say I'm supposed
to range for sure
consuming 140 grams of protein a day. So I can only do 30 grams of protein at breakfast, and then I can only do 30 at lunch, and then I can only do 30 at dinner. How does that make sense? That's 90 grams of protein.
Right. I mean, you have to eat more meals.
Is there a time interval, though? Like,
right.
When does the 30 not count anymore?
Oh, you doubled up because you ate in 90 minutes. Right. So then that doesn't count. That's just like flushes straight through.
So let's say I did 50 at breakfast.
Right.
50, or, you know, and then another 15 for a snack. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, the math is not mathing. So I'm like, this can't
be a thing.
This can't be a thing. So we did our research a little bit, you and I, over text messaging.
Yeah.
What did we... It was a long time ago.
It was a complete bogus.
It is bogus. Now, what was it? Your body can only... I don't want to... Is it metabolize? There is something about 30 grams. Like, if you just did a workout. So, like...
I don't remember that part. Did you get that one?
If I do my workout and then... At the end of the day, basically what it is like, your body doesn't throw away any of the extra.
Yep.
It goes somewhere useful.
Sure.
But it can only, like, from, I think it's for muscle building. It, like, I think that's where the 30 cap comes in. The 30 gram.
Yeah, it's cap. It's 30 gram protein per meal rule is a myth. Is it a helpful shortcut? Sure. But hard limit? Nope.
Yep.
Here's what actually matters. The myth came from early studies that looked at muscle protein synthesis and saw it peak around 20 to 30 grams of protein in one sitting. So people ran with that and they turned it into a rule. And so this is where this kind of will play into our topic then for next week too. It is, you know, your friend, she was seeing a registered dietitian, which means she went to school, studied nutrition, and then is going out and using early studies and turning this, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So even though there's like kind of a reason where it came, but then like generalizing it and then It almost is like fear mongering.
That's the problem.
Because it's like, oh no, you can't, like, this is a hard rule. Like, and it's just kind of one of those things where it kind of makes me mad a little bit because it's not just registered dietitians, and there's some that are great and there are some that get very antiquated and do this kind of stuff. And it's really super irritating, but it can also happen to MDs, DOs, like other medical providers too, just because they have those credentials on the back of their name.
Right.
They have definitely done some coursework. They've definitely studied, but it's not, you know, like, so
I think it's just like the, there is something to the 30 grams,
well,
but it's not what people think it is.
Right.
That it's just anything over 30 grams.
It's just not.
Is just wasted.
It won't get wasted. So
and it's also not going to hurt you.
No. And if you need it, then it will use it. Like, so it will digest it fine. 30 grams of protein more. It'll digest fine. And extra protein doesn't get wasted because it can still go then and support recovery, repair, muscle, you know, help with all that protein synthesis. Because if you are a bigger bodied person with more muscle mass, then you need more protein to fuel your muscles. So no, if you are a 100-pound person with a body fat percentage of 30, which means your lean muscle mass is very, very small then at that point, you don't need as much protein for your muscles. Say a 280-pound person that is 3% body fat and all muscle, right? So that's where those hard rules are really super crazy because you got to logically like make some common sense.
And I think that was my whole thing was I was like, you know, because then I had texted my friend and I was like, this is what, you know, now that I've been thinking about it and doing some research, like, this is what I found. And I think she was like, oh, you know, she's like, you're just trying
to prove. A little conflicted, though.
You're just trying to, like, prove me wrong. And I'm like, no, I'm trying to tell you, like, ask questions.
Yes.
Don't just.
Right.
Don't just take what somebody, because it doesn't even make any sense.
Okay, so.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
With that, we're going to take just a quick little ad break. Be sure to check out our website at nachofitnesscoach.com where you can purchase merch and listen to all previous episodes.
If you're enjoying our podcast, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review wherever you're listening.
Okay, we're back. So you're if you do that and you eat 3 times a day, you're only going to get 90 grams of protein.
And you know what? I have had clients that they, because of their jobs, for one reason or another, they can only eat 2 or 3 meals a
exactly.
day.
Exactly. And most people don't.
Now, sometimes
people, let's be honest, people aren't doing breakfast, snack, lunch, snack. dinner, and all of these meals are protein forward meals. Right?
I do.
Well, you're
okay. You're like, I'm not most people.
I said most people.
That's true. Most people do not. People I don't. Do. I eat every 2 to 3 hours.
You had me yesterday.
And I make sure I have at least 25 grams of protein. Of course either it's you a do. Shake or a bar. Anyway, so.
Of course you do.
I'm just saying.
Yesterday, I have been so off kilter. My life is a shit show right now. We were coming home from that banquet. We were both out last night. And I said to my husband, I don't think I ate today. He was like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, I guess I'm just going to call it a fasting day. Because I do that every once in a while. But it was an unintentional. I said, and I'm trying to think. I'm like, did you notice how when we were at that banquet together last night, we were all standing and then I sat down? Because I was kind of starting to feel a little bit like lightheaded and dizzy. I'm like, I got to sit down. That got me thinking. I didn't eat all day.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. No, it gets better.
Okay.
So I'm telling Jeremy, all right, I guess I didn't eat all day. And I'm like, I'm kind of confused though, because I've fasted plenty of times and I don't feel like I fasted. I'm not like, you know, ravagingly hungry.
Right.
So I'm thinking, I'm trying to think through my day. And I'm
like, I did eat.
What did I eat? I went to the Mexican restaurant for lunch. this is how unregulated.
Just by yourself? You just went and hung out?
Well, yeah.
Thanks for the call.
No, I went with another friend.
Oh, that's funny. I was like, wait a second.
But I'm like, that's how, and I don't know. I went through a really good period of tracking protein and hitting everything. And then everything just kind of went to crap. And now I forgot that I ate a whole lunch. That's all I ate, though.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where I'm at right now. That
explains why you weren't, like, starving then.
I wasn't starving, but I was like, I'm off. Sure. You know, you can feel it, especially when you do it for a while. And you are hitting your protein and everything, and then you get off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
I'm fine. Everything is fine. But yeah, I mean, that is, so that's not a real thing. It's not a hard, fast rule. If you are somebody like me that just, I mean, I just, it's been a habit. I do every 2 or 3 hours. I make
good
sure
for
that
you.
I know. Well, good for you know,
I was doing really good for a little while.
I mean, my hacks are I will mix 3 protein shakes into 1 shaker bottle. Mm. So then I have, so like I had that for my mid morning snack.
So you have your cement mix in the fridge. Gross.
Yeah. So it was like my, I had 3 scoops of my, I'm on banana cream flavor right now. Banana cream protein powder with my 3 scoops of coconut powder oil or coconut oil powder. And then 1 scoop of creatine and then my 15 ounces of water. And so I drank like 5 ounces of it in the morning, like mid morning, and then 1 right after lunch, and then like a second one like mid afternoon, and then have bars or almonds or something with me. Rice cakes. Oh, I had apple cinnamon rice cakes with my protein shake this afternoon for a snack. So
good for you.
You just got to plan it out, Kaylee.
I've been on.
Be prepared.
I've been on an edamame pasta.
Oh, yes, kick. You have. Yeah. That stuff is good.
That stuff is good. I ordered.
Was that Jonica that told us about that?
No, it was
Gio. Oh, yeah. The Gio's episode was.
Season 3.
Yeah, because he's vegan. So that was his lowdown. Because we asked him about getting in protein, right? Isn't that the answer that he said about that? Because that's always the one thing you hear about vegans is getting in their protein.
Well, I mean, that was,
and that's what he said, like, was his hack.
Obvious concern, but yeah. a serving of that is
legit
42 grams of protein.
Yeah,
which is plant-based,
awesome.
Plant-based protein.
Yep.
But so I just mix a little little bit of sesame oil. I learned
not a lot.
Flipped around and found out.
Yeah,
a little bit of sesame oil, a little bit of soy sauce. I'll throw some cashews or something in it for a little bit of crunch,
mm-hmm.
and some crushed red pepper.
Yum. Mm. That sounds
lunch,
really good.
42 grams of protein.
Yeah, there you go.
That's really
and
good.
And a little bit of fats in mm-hmm. the sesame oil then mm-hmm. too. Yum.
So that's been a good. That's it's an easy way to get a protein. I did try the other day. This is actually kind of embarrassing. I love spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like legit.
Right.
Not legit spaghetti. Like Prego sauce and
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, what if I try the edamame noodles with like Prego sauce?
Mm-mm. Ooh.
Mm-mm. Hard pass.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that would
nasty.
Actually. That would not go together at all.
I was
all.
Hopeful. I had a dream.
Because the other crazy thing too is that to get the 42 grams, like sometimes when you're getting plant-based proteins, the volume you have to eat, like
it's
you get
lot.
Full before you get the protein in.
Yeah. It's a big bowl of pasta.
But it's not as big as some things. I mean, I still feel like it's a good size bowl, but it's not like excessive.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's definitely manageable. I think
for me, it's a good lunch. I don't want it for dinner for whatever reason. It's a good lunch. It's not too filling. It's not.
Just light.
It's just got to, you have to figure out what to, I don't know. I'll have to do my research and figure out what to pair.
Get some different recipes.
But they're not bad.
No, they're not. I know. Well, and when I ordered mine, because we don't have them in our local grocery store. So it's like I had to go on a kick, and I think I found them on Amazon, and you have to buy a box of three or whatever. They came in like a whole set. So I feel like I maybe still have one more box left on the shelf. So I probably need to.
Six boxes with my order.
They came, yeah, with a lot. So
that's good. Anyway.
But those are actually, you know, things like that that are shelf stable that you could have ready to go.
Yes,
for when you need them.
That's been really helpful because I'm like, what, you know,
gotta
I have chicken in my fridge right now.
You got to have the mix of like your frozen stash.
I'm either going to do a frozen pizza or I can make. And the edamame noodles cook super quick.
They do. Yeah. So. And they're really delicious. So, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's a good hack. But just having something prepared and ready to go, whether it's shelf stable, if you do keep things in your freezer.
Oh, we need to talk about something real quick.
Oh, what's that?
In a previous episode, we talked about the Bear Bell protein bars.
Oh, yeah.
We called them barbells. I did. And I think you just followed suit.
Oh.
And
they're Bear Bell.
Bear Bells reached out.
Sure, they did. They listened and they're like, wait a second.
Canceled our sponsorship.
If you're going to.
I'm just kidding.
Those are legit.
We did do, I think, a whole entire episode, maybe a couple episodes.
Called them barbell?
Where we called them barbells.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, my favorite
super
ones.
Super embarrassing.
Salted. Peanut,
the cashews.
Caramel.
I love the cashew ones.
I think that's the one that is the, oh yeah. The salted peanut caramel one is so yummy.
Those are 20 grams of protein.
They are delicious.
Delicious. As far as for a protein bar.
Yes.
Not bad.
You know, my next kick right now too on protein bars are True Bars.
Are they?
And they are like plant-based proteins, I think, for the most part.
Okay.
They are delicious.
Now, listen, we've been getting a little bit spoiled at our house. Maybe that's the wrong word. My husband's dad is living with us, and he has end-stage renal disease. So protein's a big. He's got to get his protein up.
Yep.
So when he goes to the dialysis center, they stock him up on all kinds of different.
What do they send him?
Protein
or what
bars.
They send him
right
home
now
with?
We have Nick's
okay
protein bars. Those are like 20 grams. Not as good as Bear Bells.
Yeah,
but they're fine. My kids like them.
Yep.
So those are the ones we currently have. But it's always something different. So I've been able to try a lot of different.
Now here's the deal bars. With protein bars. They're good, and some of them, you know, they're kind of like a replacement for like a sweet treat.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are trying to watch your overall calories,
yes,
they might throw you off,
yeah,
pretty
because
quickly.
Those Bear Bells are like 200 calories.
Right, which normally, so if a gram of protein is 4 calories, mm-hmm. if you're just having 20 grams of true protein, right. It should be 80 calories. So you're getting in an extra than 120 from all the rest of the stuff right. that's in it. So sometimes it just depends on your goals, which I know you love that answer.
Wonderful.
Because protein intake can be like just true protein choices. Mm-hmm. But yet if you get a chicken breast and you need 20 grams of protein, right. it's probably gonna be closer to 80 or 90 calories
yeah.
versus you choose this. Well, remember, it's still all calories in, calories out. Right. So if you're making choices for protein, but then it's got all this other stuff in it.
Yeah, you have to watch your calories.
That's going
to
put you over on your calories really super fast. Yep. And then you can't ignore that part because it can happen really quickly.
Right.
Those are the times where people are like, I feel like I'm doing everything right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm checking all the boxes. I'm tracking. I'm hitting my
but those
protein
calories
numbers.
Are easy to. Well, and I've even, you know, over the last few years, I've realized like when I make spaghetti, you know, and if I'm tracking my calories, that splash of olive oil that
oh,
I put
yeah.
on the pasta.
Huge.
100 calories.
It's a lot of fat. Yep.
Maybe that's not a splash, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that stuff adds up.
Oh, yeah. And then depending on too, like, and some of the times you just like things like that you have control over, like your different measurements.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, start with 1 or 2 pounds of ground beef. Then add in your sauce and then maybe have it more heavy on sauce, less on pasta. So that way you're getting all the good stuff. But pizzas or like spaghetti sauce, even like Prego, it's got a lot of oil in it.
It does.
And so it gets the calories up there really super fast. So yeah, you just kind of have to watch it and make sure you're not getting too high on your
Then I started buying, because I love spaghetti.
Yeah.
I started buying, I think it's might be Barilla makes
the pasta.
Makes a protein pasta. So I started buying that. I didn't even like compare whatever. I was just like, oh,
protein. Oh, it says everything.
Oh, it says protein. Oh my gosh. So then finally the other night, I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
Sure.
And it meant
like 2 grams of protein in it.
I think it was 3 grams of protein more than the other 3 or 4. And then maybe like 3 or 4 less grams of carbs.
Listen, people don't fall for this marketing of all this stuff that's throwing in protein. It's making everything's got a thing of protein. I sent you that picture where my husband bought that stupid cereal. It's like protein cereal. It's called like Manly or something. And I was like, word.
Was it called Man Flakes or something?
It was something. Man something. Man and Flakes. It comes in this like white box. And I was like,
but let me ask you this though. Let's just, okay. So like for the pasta where it's like, okay, I buy the one that says protein, you know, prominently on the front of the label. Yes, it is 3 or 4 grams more of protein. Is it a waste though?
No, it's not a waste, but I think people think that it's more than it is.
I did think it was more than it was.
You know what I mean?
I was actually surprised to see like, oh, this is basically the same thing. But it's a minor adjustment because the alternative would be my regular pasta.
Right, which has 3 more grams of carbs.
Right.
And no protein probably. I mean, here's the thing. Like that is where I just feel like there's a super fine line with false marketing because as a consumer, you would see that and you directly think, oh, the protein is the highest macronutrient in this pasta.
Right. Yeah.
Like they completely turned it upside down. It's kind of like when they market, you know, milk as being a protein source. Well, but the carbs are still a higher gram count. So that's where it bothers me because it's a fine line. And I've gotten tripped up on it too, like thinking I'm going to grab it. But then when you actually look at the nutritional facts, you're like, man, they just won me over again. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of annoying because if you're not paying attention.
Yes. And I think that's just where it's like, ask questions. When somebody tells you can't have more than 30 grams of protein, ask
why
questions.
Yeah.
If somebody tells you this pasta is loaded with protein, it's pasta. People
still
use your own brain and be like, it's probably not the
easy button that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to just magically happen that way. So I would think that's a good rule of thumb is, in my opinion, if you ever have somebody that says to you, you always this or never that, like when there's those extremes, like you can never have more than 30 grams in a meal.
Yeah.
You're like,
just ask a question.
That should just be your red flag right there, because there's really nothing out there right now that's that definitive that it should be an always or never. Right. And so that should be your little,
except for burpees. Never do burpees.
Never do burpees. That's just such a waste.
All right.
But that's it. That's all we got. Yeah, that's good. So here we go. We're kicking off season 8.
Yep.
We're super excited to be back. Lots of great episodes for you ahead. Thank you for being around. And until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to head over to our Instagram at Nacho Fitness Coach and let us know how you feel about the topic. Do you love it or hate it?
Also, don't forget to hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And if you like our podcast, leave us a rating. See you next time.
You've been listening to Euphony Innovatives Sonified.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.